be recorded. I record all classes, so you have now been told you are being recorded. Okay. My name is Priscilla Grosser, and this is CIS 120. And nobody got up to leave, so I guess that means you all belong here. Okay. If you go to my website, it is www.pgrosser.net. Okay, I sent you an email with my email address. My email address is p.grosser@rcn.com. And that's the one that I check. If you send it other places, I may find it. Then again, I may not. So send it to p.grosser@rcn.com. And if you were signed up on this a couple of days ago, you got an email from me giving you this address information. This is CIS 120 and K101.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so my email address for all homework, all questions, and everything is p.grosser@rcn.com. If you are writing with a question or want help, then I would put that in as the subject. Okay? I would like you to have the subject tell me what assignment it is when you send me an assignment. I'm not particular about how you tell me that, but I'd like to know what assignment it is. Okay, so when you send me an email, please put what assignment it is, or that it's question or help or combination thereof. My website is www.pgrosser.net. When you get there, click on your course, which is CIS 120. Okay. And that gets you to the website. Now, every week I will put out a week of. So this is week number one, week of January 18th. Next week I will add week two. I don't take away the old ones. I just add. So I will add week two, and then I'll add week three, and so forth. So by the end of the semester, there'll be 15 weeks up there. Okay? And these week ofs tell you what I'm trying to do for the week. So you should read them. Okay? This is what I am going to be doing in class. It is what I want you to do. So if you're not going to read anything else, read the week ofs, please. And check back a couple of times because I may add something. I will put up the initial posting before the Tuesday class. But I may change something or add something. Once the week is over, I won't touch it. But during the course of the week, let's say everybody has problems with what I do on Tuesday. So I'm not going to be able to get as far as I thought on Thursday. I'm going to review Tuesday. I will post that. But if you don't read it, you won't know. Okay, so I post all of the information there. At the beginning, I link you to notes that I want to go over. Later on, there are notes and everything over here, which we'll talk about in a minute. And instead of listing them all, I'll say go to the HTML under examples. Okay, and you can go there.
Right there.
One over there, one here. Okay, turn on your computer and you can tell them where to go, okay? Down at the bottom of this, I will post the assignments. So the assignments are always at the bottom of the week ofs. So it says assignments. Okay? Now this week I talked a little bit about assignments. after this week, I will be just giving the assignments there. And this week, there are two assignments. There's a survey I want you to fill out. And that's just for you to fill out. Then you should send me an email saying I've done it. Okay? And I'll trust you. Okay? So send me an email saying I've done the survey. If you click on survey, it brings it up, and it wants you to talk about, to answer questions. The survey has to do with soft skills. Soft skills are the things beyond technology that employers want you to know about. So this particular course incorporates CSS 101, or whatever it is. It's 101. This course incorporates CSS 101. So you do not have to take it as a separate course. You get credit for CSS 101 by taking this course. Okay, because it's incorporated. And this soft skills is one of the areas where I'm incorporating it. Okay. The second assignment is to do a HTML page, and we're going to start talking about HTML pages in a few minutes. That is not, my discussion of it is not going to be complete today, so I will go over it more on Tuesday. It is due on January 30th at midnight, Saturday. So, in other words, I'll go over more of it next Tuesday. You have until next Saturday to get it done and passed in to me. Okay? Over on the side, I say assignment summary. And in under assignment summary, I just list the assignments. Information about the assignments is back on the page on the week of underneath assignments. Here I just list the assignments to make sure that you know what assignments need to be done. Okay? And the next one that comes in, you lose it. No, there's one more seat. Okay. So this just lists the assignments. So if you want to make sure you've got all the assignments, you can check this week out, and that will list out the assignments. Questions? Okay. Assignments are passed in to me hopefully at the due date, and we'll talk about that in a minute. If they are not well done, if they're not pretty much all correct, I will send them back to you with comments and tell you to fix and resubmit. Okay. The goal here is to learn. And passing in an assignment that tells me that you don't understand means that you need to work on that. And so I'm going to pass it back to you and tell you to work on it and resubmit it when you've got a better answer. And we may go back 3 or 4 times, but I'm not giving it a grade until I've got a good product. Because, okay, I wasn't the greatest student. And when somebody passed back a paper to me and I couldn't fix it, I pretty much ignored it. I didn't check the comments all that much because it was a finished product. So I didn't learn whatever it was I was supposed to learn. And I learned from that lesson as I got older that that was not a good idea. But at the time, hey, I thought it was a great idea. So anyway, I want to make sure that you understand I'm not giving you busy work. I'm not giving you anything. I'm giving you practical work that relates to what you need to know to go into this field. And so I want you to know it. And so I want you to resubmit until you get it right. Okay? And I'm going to not grade it until you get it right. So therefore, you do not have a grade until you have conquered the material. I will, therefore, we will have help sessions and review sessions. And I haven't exactly worked out the hours. Eric will be at some of them. Put your hand up and show who you are. Okay? He will be at the review sessions, and I will try to be at a lot of the review sessions. But periodically I have meetings and things like that that I have to go to. But we will set up the review sessions to start out with. We're going to do them Tuesdays and Thursdays at 2 o'clock, and I've got to find an available room. So starting next week, hopefully, but we'll see. I don't even know if this room is free at 2, but if it is, I might be. Otherwise, you can come to my office at K112 if you have questions today. But chances are you're not going to have questions till next week. So we will set up a room, we will set up times that you can come for help. So if you get a homework assignment back and you can't figure out what it is I want, then come to one of these help sessions and either Eric or I can help you figure out what it is that you did wrong and what it is we'll make it right. Okay? Questions? Okay. Looking at the syllabus, the important thing under the syllabus is requirements. Okay? First of all, your work should be your work. It should not be done with anybody else as an entirety. If you run into a problem and you and a friend want to discuss a couple of problems, that's fine. But you're not doing it together as a project. You're doing the work on your own. And then, as I said, you can certainly talk to a friend about a problem that you're having. I don't understand what number four is. Let's talk about number four. That's fine. Okay? But collaborating on everything is not fine. Homework is 80% of your grade. That basically boils down to every homework assignment, because I give a lot of homework. Every homework assignment counts around, roughly speaking, 3 or 4% of your grade. So, if you miss 3 homework assignments, you've basically dropped a grade. If you miss 6 homework assignments, you've dropped 2 grades. And there we go. Okay, so that's where you lose a lot of points. So every homework assignment counts 3 to 4%. Occasionally something counts 5, or say occasionally something counts 2. But if you think of it as roughly 3 to 4%, then you can kind of figure it out. And so not passing in homework is the biggest problem. People can get A's on everything they do, but if they don't do a bunch of the assignments, they're not going to pass. Or they're going to get a C or a D or whatever the numbers work out to be. But every homework assignment counts around 3 or 4%. Okay. Now, approximately a third or more of you will not pass this course. And it's not because it's hard, it's because you don't do the homework. Okay? So, just keep that in mind. I lose a lot of students, not because it's hard, but because they don't do the homework. And if you don't do the homework, that's 80% of your grade. So if you don't do the homework, you can't pass the course. 10% of your grade is being responsible, and all that good stuff listed there. But basically, it sums out at being responsible. One more seat over there.
Do we have any more seats?
Yep, one more seat. And then we have a couple of chairs up here. So, where was I? I think I was telling you weren't going to pass it unless you did the homework, right?
80%
responsibility. Yes. And then responsibility is 10%. I ask that you pass homework in on time. I accept it late. A couple of things late, no problem. A lot of things like 10% of the responsibility, I start dropping points from that. So if you pass in everything in April, kiss that 10% goodbye, okay? I will take it and I will give it a grade, but you will be off by 10%. Will somebody sitting next to him tell him where to find my site, etc.? And then 10% of your grade is the final. So the final, obviously, is nowhere near as important as the homework. Okay? So it's the homework you got to do. And you got to do it. If you want to pass. Okay. And it would be wonderful. I would love to have a class where everybody passes. So make this the first class that that happens with. Okay. So, let's see if there's anything else there that I want to go into. Okay. I record all of the lectures, as I said. So if you come in here under audio lectures, you get the lecture. This is a hybrid class, and I actually run it more like a student option, which means I will be here most days, but occasionally I won't, and I will post it online ahead of time if I'm not going to be here. Okay, it's, you know, there are a few days I'm going to a conference for a few days, etc., that I won't be here. But most of the time I will be here, and we will run the class. Okay, now, you can take it online, and that is, I can never see you, or you can take it by coming to class all the time, or you can take it by coming to class most of the time, okay, so it's up to you, or some of the time. You may look at the topics I'm going to cover and say, I know that, and then look at topics and say, I don't know that, so I'm going to go to class, okay, so it's your choice. So I'm running it, it says hybrid, but I'm running it more like a student option, with the exception that I will probably be out 3 or 4 days during the semester. Okay, and those days I will be giving, you know, we will still be doing stuff, but it will be online. Okay. So, the audio lectures that I capture are here. And if you click on audio lectures and go, you can see I have previous semesters. So if there's something you want to get ahead on or something, I basically probably did something very similar last semester, and there are all the audio notes from last semester with the topic and the date. Now, I also capture the SMART board notes. And those are the notes when I take pictures of the screen up here. Okay, so I take a picture of the screen, and then you can go and get the SMART board notes. Okay, so if you click on SMART board, what comes up? If you just randomly pick something, okay, there are the SMART board notes that I went over for that particular topic. I do them separately. Yes, I did. Yes, we do. And I have more than my fair share. And now I can't even type who I am. Okay. So I have both the audio and the SMART board. I don't do them together because a lot of people that come to class just want the SMART board notes. In other words, they don't want to have to take notes, so the SMART board notes provide the notes. People that don't come to class should listen to the lecture. The problem here you have to get a little used to figuring out, well, if you're looking at the SMART board and listening to the lecture, which is the best way to do it if you weren't here, you kind of have to learn to figure out when I moved on to the next page, because I'm not too explicit about that. It just all of a sudden moves on. So you kind of have to kind of look ahead and see what's coming and figure out when I'm moving on to the next page. But essentially, which reminds me, I didn't take a picture of the syllabus. They give me too long a vacation. So, those are the audio and the smart board. Under the rest of these, I have specific topics. The problem is you should stick with the topic that I'm on. If you go roaming around in there, you can get totally lost. No problem, except you're going to get lost. You should stick with what I'm doing. So, for example, under examples, I have the HTML examples, which is the first topic we're going to look at. Okay? You probably don't want to get into other things down here while we're doing HTML. You want to stick with the HTML. So, if you go into these areas, you want to pick things that have to do with what you're doing. So here I'm talking about Visual Basic and JavaScript. Well, we're not doing those yet, so you don't want to be there yet. Okay, so people get lost if they go and just randomly look around there. As I said, I have no problem with you doing it, it's just a lot of people get lost. Okay? I'm trying to think if there's anything I left out. And undoubtedly there is. Questions that will help me. Ah, come on. Yes.
I don't know. I think I was reading something on the website about DreamSpark.
Yes, you should be getting a DreamSpark invitation.
I took a class a while back when I was in high school, and I had DreamSpark.
Right, so they'll be sending it out new to you.
Okay.
DreamSpark, I think you're going to get it actually over the weekend or Friday maybe.
Okay.
But DreamSpark is a Microsoft and allows you to go in and download software that we're going to use. Now in this class we're going to use two kinds of software. We're going to use Access and we'll look at Access 2007. And we're going to look at Visual Basic, and we'll look at Visual Basic 2012. 15 is out, but 12 is what we have on the machines, because the book that I like to use for a Visual Basic in my Visual Basic class hasn't upgraded to 2015 yet. So I stay in with 2012 for another semester. But if you go to DreamSpark, you can download those. And if you go in under my notes and handouts, you can see on the notes and handouts, here is information about how to download from DreamSpark. Okay? So if you want to download from DreamSpark, you're going to go and follow these directions that our help desk wrote for you. And those directions will tell you how to download and use DreamSpark. So the next topic we'll do after HTML, we will start Access 2007. So when you get the DreamSpark, if you want to download it for use at home, obviously we have it on all our machines here, but if you want to download it for use at home, DreamSpark lets you download it for free. Okay, and it's Access 2007 that we're going to be using.
Doesn't make a difference if I have 2013 on my computer?
No.
Okay.
I have a copy of 2013, too, so I'm fine. But for the basic fundamentals, it doesn't matter, and 2007 is what we have. Okay, so you also should be getting a login, and in fact, I think you may have gotten that already, that will allow you to log into CIS Web. Have you received that?
I'm probably going to need mine reset for the same reason.
No, they'll send it to everyone in the class.
Okay. Well, I mean, I've gotten it before.
Okay. Okay, then if you've lost what it is, then you can go into the help desk and they can give it to you.
Okay.
Okay? Yeah.
I haven't seen any emails yet because I think it might be fixed. For some reason, I can't log in.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, we will, if not at the end of class, we'll try to figure out how to get you logged in. Again, go to the help desk. The help desk in the middle of this building, there is that room in the middle that has no windows, that has a ramp going up to it on one side. The help desk is in there. And so if you're having problems with logins or you're having problems with things like that, go and see them at the help desk, and they can help you with that. Okay? I think that's everything I wanted to cover. I will probably think of something else. I sent everybody an email, I think, on Monday, that was registered. If you are not were not registered, then you didn't get the email. Send me an email at this address, and I will send you the letter that I sent everyone. But that letter talks about where my website is, it talks about what my email is, it talks about a backup email that I would like you to use as well. Send a CC to my backup email. The email that I use, I actually download to my hard drive. And they don't keep it forever and ever online, up on the web. So if my hard drive goes, I'm in trouble. So that's why it's a good idea to send it to my backup drive, my backup location. Okay. I think that covers everything. Any more questions? Going? Okay. All right, then we're going to start looking at HTML. Okay. HTML is the language that is used to write a website. Oh, good. I actually have this now. That's good. So, I'm going to look at the very first one, which is HTML5 intro. Okay? So, click on that and bring it up on your screen. And this is, I clicked on the very first one. And the very first one is entitled HTML5intro.html. Okay, so this is a web page. Doesn't say much, but it's a web page. If you right click and click on View Page Source, now I'm in Firefox. If you're in Chrome or Explorer, it may say something else, but it will say something about Page Source, View Page Source, something on that order. I work on Firefox when I'm in here. I'm not a fan of Chrome, so I definitely work on Firefox, and I'm not a fan of Explorer, so therefore I work on Firefox. And so if you click on View Page Source, that shows you the code that generated. Okay, so this is the page, that's the code. Now, Firefox has added something I don't like, speaking of not being a fan of. When I right-click and say View Source, it now writes View Source up there.
Chrome does it too.
Yeah. And more and more, the browsers are clearly understanding that their audience are end users, not developers. Okay? And so they are doing much more to keep the end user happy, and the developer has to deal. So if I go up here and make it go away, now I'm back to seeing the page. Okay, or I can just flip back to the page, obviously. Okay, so this is the page. And bring it up, please, on your own machine. A bigger copy. Okay, so I start out and I say doctype HTML. That tells the browser that I am going to be writing this according to the specifications of the latest version of HTML. And the latest version is HTML5. If I don't do that, if I left out that line, then it knows it's doing HTML, but it takes kind of the default HTML, which is kind of the generic HTML, and it uses that. Okay? For this class, it probably doesn't matter at all, because you have to be doing something fairly sophisticated before it matters. Okay, so now I've got HTML, and then HTML is broken up into two parts, the head and the body. Notice that all of these lines are enclosed in a less than and greater than sign. Okay? That tells the browser that this is information about HTML, not stuff to put up on the page. It's information about HTML. Okay? So I have told it I'm in HTML, and now I'm telling it I'm in the head part of HTML. And I put the less than and greater around it. These are called tags. So I am in the header part. Now the only thing I'm putting in the header part is a title. So there's my tag around the title. And you can see the title is up here in the upper left-hand corner. So whatever I put on the title is up there in the upper left-hand corner. Now I'm done, and we haven't seen a done before, because I'm not done with the head and I'm not done with the HTML, but I'm done with the title. So the less than and then a slash is how I tell it that I'm done with the title. So less than slash is the close tag. Okay, so title is the open tag, and the title with the slash in front of it is the close tag. Now I'm done with head as well, so I'm closing the head. And then I start the body. The body is where I put the actual information that I want to go up on the page. Okay, the head is more information about the page, like put the title up in the top left corner. The body is what I actually want to appear on the page. So I close the head and I start the body. And then I say P. P means paragraph. So I am writing a paragraph. And inside the paragraph, this is an introduction to HTML, is the actual thing that you see on the page. Then I close the paragraph, I close the body, and I close the HTML. Okay, so I've closed everything. There's actually a character set meta tag that people frequently put up here, but I kind of gave the easy version here. So this is a complete page according to that version. Questions? Okay. So this generated this page. So the words there, this is an introduction to HTML. That's all I see on the page. Okay. The next page that I'm going to look at is the second one down, which does some listing. And again, if I click on View Page Source, I get the code. Yep.
How do you go in reverse page source back to the...
Well, it opens a new page, actually. So if I go back here, there it is. It actually opens a new page.
Okay, I got you.
Okay, I'm just putting it here so you can see both at the same time. So So I'm opening in a notepad. It makes it bigger, and you can also see both at the same time. So now I'm doing a lot more stuff. I still have the HTML, the head, the title. But now in the body, I am putting in, this is an introduction to HTML. Then I've got two things that are BRs. BR is break. It's like hitting enter on your page. So two BRs means it broke down to that blank page line here. And then a second BR broke it down so that the next line printed down there. So BR, broke down twice. And just like it would if you hit enter on your machine, and it gave you a blank line. Okay? And then I said, now I'm going to make an ordered list followed by an unordered list. Followed by an unordered list. And then I close the paragraph. So this whole top part is the paragraph. It just happens to have a blank line in between because I did the BR twice. Okay? So now I want to make a list. OL makes an ordered list. UL makes an unordered list. Okay? So OL makes an ordered list, UL makes an unordered list. So here I've got an open tag of OL. Then inside the list, LI stands for list item. So I have an open and close LI on each of the list items that I am putting. Okay, so I have list items on each of them. And then I close the OL. And then I just wrote a line. HTML purists would not like me doing that. They would like me to put everything within a container, which means that they would like me to put that inside a paragraph or inside something else. Okay? If you're a purist, then I should have made this a paragraph, okay, or a division, which is similar to a paragraph, and we'll see later. The division is a div tag, okay? And the difference between a paragraph and a division is a paragraph skips a line after it's done, and a division does not. Okay? So, then I did an unordered list. So UL, three list items, and I close my UL. And then I closed my body, and I closed my HTML. So now let's say I want to save this. And I'm going to do a file, save as, and I'm going to put it on the T drive. As you probably know if you've taken other classes in computer labs, the T drive doesn't get updated every time the machine goes off. So if you save something on the T drive and you set it to the same computer when you come back, it will be there. Okay? Everything else, if the computer gets turned off, it gets reset to the 1st of January or whenever it was that they did it. So if you want to save something and have it there tomorrow, you save it on the thought space, the T drive. So I'm going to say I'm going to save it on the T drive, and I'm going to call this first HTML S16. So this is my first HTML S16, and I'm giving it an HTML extension. And because I'm paranoid, I'm changing that to all files. Okay? Probably don't need to do it. But every once in a while, it will add .txt if you don't. Okay? So I changed that to all files. So I'm saving first HTML S16.html and I'm saving it on the T drive. So I click on save. Now it's saved. Okay. So now I want to see it. So I am going to come up here and I'm going to say file, open file. And I am going to go to the T drive and look for the page that I just named. First, HTML S16. So I'm looking for that page. I'm clicking on it, and there it is. Okay? So it is on the T drive, and it is not in a folder. It's just on the T drive. So I do a file open, and I go and find it on the T drive and open it. Okay. For the next 10 minutes or so, I want you to do an HTML page similar to this one. Okay? So log yourself in. Go to Notepad or Notepad++ because HTML has to be written in Notepad or Notepad++. If it's written in something like Word, Word adds stuff. And that stuff doesn't work when you try to put it up on the web. If you have any questions, Eric or I will come around and help you. So just put up your hand and we'll come around and help. Okay. So make yourself a web page. How many of you know HTML? Okay. So you've got people sitting next to you that can help you too in some cases.
Pardon me?
Okay.
So,
fairly
simple. Yes.
So you're going to
find
some trouble logging.
Action.
I don't. I won't go to mine. That's just so you can have action.
However, you might try writing it from scratch. Again, if you need help, put up your hand or Eric or I will come around. We get bored if nobody needs help, so please ask. Are you okay? I saw you asking him a question.
Like, what are we making the page about? Like?
I'd make it similar to mine. But, you know, you might make a list where you list your courses. List your pets. List what you like to eat. I don't care.
Information
on
that.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Like what?
Because you're going to buy me a note.
Yeah. what developer wants to sit there and get control over and they want to open.
If you want to say something, all you have to do is right click on the
This is my Chris. It's a very advanced technology.
So I guess I'm losing the battle.
Your phone gets So do you have Skype?
I do.
Okay, Skype is my preferred contact. If you see me offline, I'm probably offline.
If I said if you had it saved,
my Skype is
Control O lets you go look for his contact.
I use Skype a lot more than the average person.
Okay,
so wait to make contact with everybody.
Yeah.
You're
going to
keep up
with this.
Right?
Yes.
Me too.
I wrote my I wrote the server thing. I got my that was my big thing. I was gonna keep up on the homework, keep up on myself, and don't fall behind.
That's right. Because that's what gets you to do. I go fast and I get a lot of work.
I end up catching up, and then they send me on those orders, and I'm like, this semester nobody wants to, like, it's just everything's
gonna Hold on, and sometimes it's just good to say I need a fresh start.
Absolutely.
To get this.
Well, so there was this kind of one. It's like week three, this test. SQL, I'd rather be back in class when I specifically say I'm
think it makes sense because
well, you'll get back to
the same way. I'm ready to get four videos.
It's like running by right
here. Don't remember all those things.
Yeah, I was just about to say.
Wait, you want to email Skype? Either. This is my Skype. You can have my email too if you want. I can probably find you with your email or Skype.
What's the title?
Oh, title. Okay.
Yeah.
Don't put on my cheek.
Why is it? I don't care what you're doing. It's like
could stand there.
Then, you know,
it's like
that.
That's so bad.
That's
like
so if you
need
this open,
I tried myself to just piss myself.
Absolutely.
I literally exploded before I had sex.
Essentially,
you won't have the closing anything underneath the other elements.
I can handle pain. Pain, I can handle.
Have you ever had a kidney stone?
Yeah, there's a kidney stone. What I do is I draw.
Oh, well.
Over.
No.
Yeah, that's how I
never. There's no such thing as too much water.
I think it's half.
If you have a kidney stone, you want to drink. I flushes them out. What causes kidney stones? I
did.
Such as calcium, salt.
Page, and I'm going to pick the third one, okay? The third one is linking to a page, and actually one of these works and one of them doesn't, okay? So, if I click on another page, I bring up something, and this page was actually done in Word. But we're not going to talk about that. And this one brings up nothing. It tells me the file was not found. Okay? So, if I do a view page source on these, do a link. I write the A for anchor. That's the tag. I have A for anchor. And then I write H reference, which means this is the where I want to go. H reference means the page I want to bring up, the reference. I wrote in this case the name of the page, another page.html. Down here I wrote the name of the page as newpage.html. Well, another page exists. So it worked. Newpage.html does not exist. So it didn't work. Now, when I say exists, because I didn't give any address information, no address information, it looks in the current directory. So it looks in the directory that the page is in. It looks only in the current directory. So if I look up here at my website address is www.pgrosser.net/CIS17, which was the old number for this course, /HTML/HTML5. This new page has to have exactly the same path. So notice the path. This page, another page, which is named anotherpage.html, has to be in the same folder. Same folder directory synonyms. It has to be in the same folder or the same directory because I didn't give it any path information. So it only looks in the current path. You know, it follows the current path to see if it can find it. So another page.html is there, so it will find it. Newpage.html I never created, so it won't find newpage.html. Okay, and it will go to whatever the standard error is. I have an error page for my site, so it goes to my error page, but it will go to the standard error page for you, probably, if you do it at home. So that has to link to my site. So if I click on this, notice again the address. It has three folders, CIS17, followed by HTML, followed by HTML5. If I click on this, I see the same three folders, CIS17, followed by HTML, followed by HTML5. So I see the same folders. And bless their hearts for making this very light so that you can't read it. But here, if I put it down here, here is the path. Okay? So it's going to my website, pgrosser.net, going to CIS17, HTML, HTML5, and it's finding another page.html. So it's in the exact same folder. And therefore, it found it and it loaded it. If another page was in a different folder, it would not have found it. And that may have been the problem with new page. Maybe I created it but put it in the wrong folder. Questions? Yeah.
I tried to do this, but it just didn't come up the way I thought it would come up.
Okay, I will look at that. If you can hang around for a few minutes at the end of class, okay. We'll look at it, okay? But I want to keep going with this now. Okay, questions on this? Okay. The next one is more links. I'll get used to this yet. Okay. So here I've got a couple of links. One of them has an entire address. And this is frequently an easy way to do it. I have said AH reference equals HTTP, www.pgrosa.net. Go to this folder, actually right at the root of that, find pfgcis120.html. So I've given it the entire address as to where it can find that. Okay? And so it brings up that address, the exact address that I put in there. Frequently, that's a good idea, especially if your page is not at your website. If you want to link to a page someplace else, you need to give the entire address. Here, I just am way in when this page comes up, and I want to go back to the beginning. And certainly there are ways to do that with moving backwards, but I think the easiest way is to just give the entire address. Go to http://www.pgrosa.net and then bring up pfgcis120.html. Okay. Now on the next one, I created a subfolder. And I called it sub-html5. So I was sitting in the directory, HTML. And I went in and I said, create folder. And I created a folder that I called sub-html5. And then I put this page in that subfolder. And you'll see the addresses in a minute when I do the clicking. And here I just clicked on a page that is in the same folder because you don't see any address information there, so you know it's in the same folder. Okay. Questions? Okay, let's take a look at this one. So if I say link, and what I want you to do is I want you to do it and look at the addresses up there on the URL. Okay? So when I say link to the CIS 120 page, it followed that exact address that I typed in. I went to www.pgrosa.net, pfgcis120.html. Exactly the address that I put on the page. It went there. Okay, so if I look at the page again, there's the address, and it went right to that address. Okay, now, if I go back and I link on the second one, okay. So there is the address for that one. And notice that it goes and says all of the things I said before. CIS 17, HTML, HTML5, and then it puts in the subfolder. Okay. So if I take a picture of this, I'll copy this and then put it on down here. Okay? So that's the address that it goes to. So I went in and I already had the page. It was in CIS 17, HTML, HTML5. I then went in and created a subfolder and I put that in the subfolder. Now all I had to tell it up here was go to the subfolder. Because the subfolder was beneath where I was sitting. I was sitting one place, I made a subfolder beneath it. So I just said, go from where you are to the subfolder, and then you will find this page. And this page was in the subfolder. If that doesn't make sense, stop me. Ask a question. you don't know what question to ask, say, huh, and I'll try again. Okay. So I have, the original page was sitting in HTML5. So I had HTML5. I made a sub beneath it and said, okay, I want you to go from where you are, which is HTML5, to the subfolder. And that's where you'll find this. Okay. Yes, no, maybe? Okay, and then on the third one, I simply said go to a page. So where's the page? It's in HTML5. I just went back to a page, and it is in HTML5. So I just went to that page. And it has the same address. CIS17 folder has an HTML folder, has an HTML5 folder, and this page is within it. But since I'm in the same folder, I don't have to give an address. Could I? Sure. I could copy this entire address and put it in right down here, and it would work exactly the same way. Only put the HTTP in front of it. But if I wanted to, I could give it the exact address. So I'd have HTTP, www, and then I'd put that whole address in, and it would go. Okay. Okay, so when I get to the subfolder has two more links in it. I have no idea which one of the many things I have opened has what I want in it. Okay, so here I have, again, my first link goes to pgrocer.net. So I said link to my homepage, and it goes there. The next one I said link back, and ../ links back. That means go up one. Go from where you are up one, and that's where you'll find it. You know, so ../ means sitting here, I want you to go up one. And that's where you'll find it. And you can have ../.... and go up 15 times, and at that point, in my opinion, it's easier to just put in the whole address and not get carried away with these. But if you want to do it, you can do it. ... links back to the previous directory. Okay, so now let's take another look at the rest of this link. I have A, hreference equals, and I tell where I want it to go. Then I put the greater than sign. What that greater than sign is it goes with the A, because remember the tag needs an open and a close, but sometimes I can stick something inside. Well, I've got the less than A, but I didn't put the greater than sign after the A, because I stuck in all this hreference stuff. And then finally, I put the greater than sign. After the greater than sign, I put the words that I want to show on the page. So link to my home page, link to my home page. Because it has an hreference, it underlines it and turns it that interesting shade of bluey-purple. And that basically means to your user that this is a link. So it automatically does that to links. You can change it, you can make different settings, but that's the automatic way you treat links. And then after I write that, I have the tag that closes A. This tag didn't close A, it went with A to make A complete. This tag closes A. Okay, so I'm closing the anchor, which means the anchor involves two parts. The address of where I want to go and the words that I want to appear on the screen. And when I've got both of them, then I close the A. Then I wanted to move down to another line, so I clicked a BR, put a BR in there, so that it would move down another line. Questions? How many people are lost? How many people aren't being honest? Okay. I'm around at 2 o'clock today. If you want to have questions, please feel free to come. And my office is K-112, and I'll leave a note on there hoping that I can find a blank room. I'll go to K-112. Okay. I'm done. Wait a minute, one thing. I'm sorry, I lied. Okay, I'm not really done, so be quiet for just a minute. Okay, your assignment, which isn't due till next week, but it's to write a web page. And what I want you to do on that web page is I want you to put a picture. We haven't talked about that yet. I want you to use some of the stuff that we're going to be going over today and next Tuesday. And one of the things that you have to include there is you have to do some reading about your learning style and include a write-up on your learning style and some reading about time management. So tell me how you're going to manage the time to pass this course. Okay? So there are some readings there. You need to do the reading. So that's something you can do this weekend. You can get started on the page, but you're probably going to want to add things to it, like the picture, after we talked about how to do that. Now I'm really done.